World War I began to breathe June 28, 1914. Gavrilo Princip and the Black Hand assassinated Archduke Ferdinand. Some Serbs resented Austria for occupying Bosnia. To understand the enmity between Serbia and Austria-Hungary, we must regress to an earlier date, the summer of 1878. The Ottoman Empire off the Turks was weakening in fits and jerks. Russia exerted machismo in the Treaty of San Stefano. But at the Congress of Berlin, Bismarck reined the Russians in, and Austria got influence over Bosnia-Herzegovina. But Serbia had her own ideas, which seethed for over 30 years. The Turks continued to disintegrate, and in July 1908, the Young Turks rose to desedate the corrupt and decadent Sultanate. The Habsburgs saw the weakening rule of Abdul Hamid in Istanbul and took advantage of the crisis there to formally annex Bosnia. Chief of Staff von Hötzendorf was confident of Berlin's support. In October, a letter from Germany backed up the Habsburg monarchy. Russia and Serbia were undermined by their Habsburg enemy, but in March 1909 they accepted the Teutonic hegemony. In Serbia and Bosnia, nationalist terror groups organized, and across the Danube, Russia started to remilitarize. In 1911, Italy launched an attack on Tripoli. Turkey struggled to defend her possession but left the Balkans open to rebellion. The Balkan states wished to break free of the remaining influence of Turkey. With Russian backing, Greece, Bulgaria, Serbia and Montenegro formed the Balkan League to declare war on the Ottoman Empire. In 1912 and 1913, the Greeks and Serbs gained territory, first against the Ottoman Empire and then against Bulgaria. The Habsburg monarchy was depressed by the Treaty of Bucharest. Serbia emerged much tougher and Russia acquired a Slavic buffer. So when the Serbian Black Hand assassinated Austrian Ferdinand, they inflamed a rivalry that had a bitter history. World War I began to cry 1914, 23rd July. Austrian Minister Count Berchtold felt Serbia had become too bold, so Austria served an ultimatum to teach Serbia a lesson. Serbia tried to pacify, but war was declared 28th July. 2 days later, the stakes would rise as Russia began to mobilize. Russia's backward economy depended on trade through the Black Sea. She needed access to the Bosporus and the Dardanelles to be prosperous. Her overwhelming interest lay in keeping the Habsburgs in the west. Russia meant to warn the Austrians not to interfere in the Balkans, and but for the German emperor, mobilization might not have meant war. World War I was fit to burst 1914, August the 1st. Germany honored the dual alliance by declaring war on Russia and France. Bismarck had been Germany's most skillful politician. He had kept the opposition in continual remission. In 1866, he had caused North German integration and relegated Austria into second division. In 1870, Germany was fully integrated. Austria was a poodle and France was isolated. Bismarck forged alliances with Austria and Russia and maintained the status quo under the dominance of Prussia. But in 1890, Bismarck was dismissed by Kaiser Bill, and European stability began to roll downhill. Von Caprivi allowed the Russian treaty out the door, and Russia signed a pact with France in 1894. 10 years later, England signed the Entente Cordiale, and Germany and Austria faced a hostile cabal. If war broke out with Russia now, it meant that Germany would have to fight the French, the same as 1870. Chief of Staff was Schlieffen, and von Schlieffen was no dunce. He knew Germans couldn't win a war fought on two fronts. He said Russia would take 6 weeks to mobilize her forces, and in that time the Germans could knock out the French defenses. They'd have to march through Belgium, and since 1839, Belgian neutrality was guaranteed by Palmerston. So in July 1914, when Russia moved her war machine, the Germans moved in anticipation of Franco-Russian cooperation. World War I began to scream August 4, 1914. The Germans marched on the Ardennes and triggered the Treaty of Palmerston. Britain engaged to help the French, and then both sides became entrenched. The Russians moved at double time, and Schlieffen's plan was undermined. 4 years later, peace was made, 1918, at Compiègne. 8 million men were in their graves. The Germans lost, but no one gained.